The $2.3 million wall, window, and insulation replacement project started up in April. Alaska Commercial Contractors of Juneau is doing the work. At this month's school board meeting, school district maintenance director Dan Tate read from a report written by architect Tony Yorba.
Contractor reported that he was nearly complete with phase one, the early start work, and may discontinue work until he has full access to the rest of the school. He reports good cooperation with school staff and has not been delayed by any school actions in any way. School District, Rob Thompson and Dan Tate, as well as elementary school staff, Erica Klupainer, report that the contractor has been very good to work with. School has been kept clean and the work proceeding in an orderly manner so that the school has proceeded generally without interruption.
Principal Erica Klupainer praised the school employees for working around the construction.
I do need to just note that about the staff, our maintenance crew and custodial crew, but the teachers and aides as well who have just really worked with this whole thing and still managing to teach. And they really are still managing to teach, which is really a credit to the whole crew.
Students will only be in school for another week. Elementary students are out early because of the construction. May 30th is the last day for kids at Racy Stedman. Tate said staff will be out of the building after June 5th, and the contractor planned to take down the remaining walls after that. He also noted the elementary playgrounds would be closed during the summer.
Except there'll be access for the community garden back through the pools, and the new pools would be their north parking lot, the one that's not used as often. So they can come through the gate and then come down and get to the community garden that way.
Okay.
But otherwise, playgrounds, yes, they will be used for storage of construction materials, just like the side that you see now.
Okay.
It's hoped the project will mean lower heating bills for the four-decade-old building. Photos of the work are posted on the school district's website. The school board also approved a budget for the upcoming fiscal year, which starts up July 1st. It's based on a student enrollment of 425 kids. That's a projected drop of 5 students from this year. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.